Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun.
All right, final hour of the week, Ben and Woods. I wanted to congratulate. Award season is here in Major League Baseball. Congratulate Fernando Tatis Jr. was named one of four finalists yesterday for the NL Outstanding Player in the Players' Choice Awards from the MLB Players Union. So these are the ones actually voted on by the players themselves, and he's one of four finalists for the NL Outstanding Player Award, essentially the MVP as picked by the players,
which
will be announced next Thursday.
All right.
By the MLB Players Association.
Do you have handy the other three?
I do.
Who are they?
I do. They are Bryce Harper of the Phillies, okay. Juan Soto of the Nationals,
okay.
And Austin Riley of the Braves.
Man, three other really good selections. Anybody see the video of Juan Soto almost ending his life on hockey skates?
No.
He's
having a busy offseason. So he went and watched Trey Turner play.
Yep.
He wore a Trey Turner jersey.
With the Capitals.
Okay.
And he put skates on and he had a stick and he, ha ha ha, this is so fun. And feet go out from under him and he goes, bam,
boom.
And hits the ice face first. And it was just like, bro. Every Nationals fan's life flashed, his life flashed in front of their eyes. It's ice. He hits it hard. You got to find it. It is unbelievable. And you're like, all right, bro, never again. Please. Go play street hockey. If you really want to know what it's like to shoot, a ball or whatever, use a hockey stick, please don't get on skates ever again. You could break an ankle. See if you can find it, Benny, and watch it real quick. I mean, it's jarring. He hits the ice so hard. Think about everything that could happen bad.
Oh,
that's what you don't
so want. Many things. I mean, you worry about what is Fernando Tatis Jr. going to do in the offseason.
I hope he sits in a chair.
Yeah. He did I think it was a Discord Q&A with fans yesterday.
He did an AMA, an Ask Me Anything.
Yes. I got some of the questions and answers. Nothing earth-shattering here.
I just saw the video.
Did you see the Juan Soto?
Yeah.
Oh,
did you see Juan Soto?
I haven't seen it yet. I got the AMA from Fernando up. Do you want to get some of the Q&A from Fernando here? Hey, Nando, where is the best, most fun park you have played at? Says Petco. We love the fans.
Okay.
What's the biggest thing you learned from your father on or off the field? Work ethic. Mr. Tatis, any tips for young players? IDK.
I don't know. What an answer.
Fernando, what's your favorite thing to do on an off day? Hang with family. Let's see. I got a couple more here.
Oh, you do?
Scintillating.
That's riveting.
This one's good. Favorite San Diego beach? She said, all of them. Water is too cold, though.
All of them. Really? All of them?
Who's your biggest inspiration hero that made you want to play baseball? My dad. Been watching him since I was a little kid. And let's see. That's all I got. It wasn't revelatory. I told you, it wasn't.
Wow.
It wasn't revelatory. But it's nice that he's at least hanging out with the fans.
It maybe even wasn't him.
Could have been. I mean, sounds kind of like him.
Fernando, what advice do you have for kids that want to be a big leaguer like you? I don't know. No idea.
At least he's out there. At least he's out there.
I guess.
He's 22.
He's great. We've interviewed him. He's more fun on an interview than he is.
I mean, how would you handle a Discord AMA?
I would love to do an AMA.
You want to do an AMA?
I would love to, but nobody has any questions for me.
Oh, I'm sure if we opened up the phones. We can't do it today, but maybe.
We can.
You want to just break with everything else? Well, all right. All right, next segment.
If
you have a question for Woodsy, AMA for the...
Oh, God, I'm nervous now.
For people over, you know,
you
like
this,
40.
You wanted the smoke.
I wanted the smoke.
Stands for Ask Me Anything.
Okay.
So Woods has just volunteered to do an AMA. If you have a question for Woodsy, anything, ask him anything. Yeah. 833-288-0973.
This was not planned.
Totally unplanned. You'll have some time to prepare yourself, though, as Paulie gets
to suffer through these three stories.
Oh, yeah.
Today's Rhino report. Yeah, then you get to the AMA. It's your reward at the end.
Here with our edition, today's edition of the Rhino Report.
Now tuned into the motherfucking greatest.
Welcome to the Rhino Report. With Paul Reindel.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Here's a weird story. The headline is, woman claims she's married to Michael Jackson's ghost.
It's the Reindel Report.
Excuse me.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Guys, it's happening.
What?
All right.
Oh, my God. He wasn't even wearing skates. He was wearing tennis shoes.
Oh my god!
That's even worse.
Right.
Go ahead, Paulie. Sorry.
We will start off with the football from last night. We were all watching baseball, but there was Thursday night football, real barn burner between the Denver Broncos and the Cleveland Browns. Cleveland hang on to win 17-14. No Baker Mayfield. No Nick Chubb. No Kareem Hunt, but Case Keenum, 199 yards, one touchdown, no interceptions, got the job done.
Well, game management style.
Yeah.
Right?
D'Ernest Johnson had 146 yards on the ground and a touchdown for the Browns. But yeah, Cleveland moving to 4-3 on the season.
You heard it right here. Your San Diego County Toyota dealers proud to sponsor Ben and Wood's Westwood One broadcast of Thursday Night Football. Again, last night's score, Browns 17, Broncos 14. Von Miller got hurt. That might have not helped the Broncos during the game. But, yeah, if you can't beat the Brownless Browns,
yes,
there you're in trouble at this point.
Case Keenum getting the job done, man, after all these years. Look at that. Congrats to the Browns, my beloved Browns. I didn't watch 1 second.
Baker, it's a broken shoulder now, too.
I thought they said he had a tear.
A tear, but then he also has a break, yeah, and the tear altogether. So, I don't know. He said he wanted to play this week, and then they said he couldn't. So, maybe he's back in a couple of weeks. They got a bye coming up, I think. So, we'll see.
We'll see. All right, here we go.
All right.
Yes. Big game last night in the NBA. Warriors, Clippers.
Can you call it a big game in the NBA?
Big matchup.
It
was the TNT like doubleheader primetime game last night. Yeah.
Sexy matchup. Clippers, Warriors, Golden State hangs on to win 115-113 over the Clippers. Golden State moves to 2-0 on the season. That was the season opener for the Clippers, so they dropped to 0-1. Steph Curry did what Steph Curry does. 45 points last night.
Hit 25 in the first quarter. 25 points by himself in the first quarter. Like, most NBA teams don't even score 25 points in a quarter as a team. Hit 25 on his own. And I tweeted at the end. He made two big threes to take the lead late in the game. Both of them ridiculous. And I said, I'm not sure there's anything more fun to watch in sports than a hot shooting Steph Curry. I mean, it's like ballet out there. How he gets the shot up, it's so fast and so smooth, and then it swishes through the net.
Like, there's no logic for it.
It's like art. Nothing more exciting than sports.
It's like art. I don't know. Exciting maybe is not the word. Just magical, maybe.
Magical.
It's nice to watch.
I'd rather see Manny make a play in the hole or Tatis, you know, hit a ball into the gap.
Someone said, yeah, Tatis's base running, you know, obviously it's great to watch, but it doesn't happen that often. You can sit there and watch Steph make like 9 threes in a game.
Craig Stammen.
And they're all just
firing sliders.
Yeah, thank you. Emilio Pagan giving up a home run.
It is pretty dynamic when it happens. It's, you know, it's immovable object meets whatever that bit is.
It's more likely that you'll see Steph Curry make a three than any of that, though.
That's true.
Good start for the Warriors, though. You beat the Lakers on the road, then you take out the Clippers. And I don't know, they don't have Kawhi, but they still have Paul George and good players. So, yeah.
Paul George had 29 and 11 for the Clippers, led the way. Steph Curry, 45 points, 10 rebounds. I mean, just...
He's actually in the top 10 in the NBA in rebounding right now. Steph Curry is...
doing it all.
He's just is one of the leading rebounders in the NBA. That's not going to hold, but...
That's not going to hold.
He's having a good start to his season.
Sure is.
Yeah.
All right, and finally...
You guys done talking about basketball?
Yeah. All right. You good over there?
I'm good.
All right. Got a story here about a cruise that you can go on, but it is not your normal cruise. Royal Caribbean is offering a 9-month-long world cruise. They're calling it a marathon cruise. You're going to visit 150 stops, 150 destinations. They're calling it the longest and most comprehensive world cruise ever. You're going to visit all 7 continents. More than 150 destinations in 65 countries and 11 great wonders of the world.
I saw a tweet under...
274 nights.
I saw a tweet under and said, bro, that's not a marathon cruise. That's a deployment. I was like, dude, 100%. Yeah.
So the good news is that on a 274-night cruise, you get and recover from norovirus 4 times during the trip. God. It seems as though we're not all big cruise fans on this. Have you guys ever actually been on one of the big cruises?
No.
Worked for a cruise line, but never.
You did?
Yeah. You worked for a cruise line?
Up in Seattle, Princess Cruise
what
Line.
What was your job?
I worked at the airport. And so we, you know, people would fly into Seattle, get on the bus to go downtown, get on the cruise, and they'd go to Alaska and come back. And then we would meet the buses and help them off, you know, load up the carts with all their luggage, help them to their airline, and then send them on their way home or greet them as they were getting ready to start their cruise.
Interesting.
Dude, it was great.
I didn't know that Paulie worked for a cruise line. I've done one cruise
in my
life.
When I was like 16, you know, we'd work like 12-hour days on like a Saturday and a Sunday, and we'd make, you know, $125 in tips. And when you're 16, that's a lot of money.
A lot of dough when you're 46, buddy.
I've been on one cruise ever. I think it was about 13. My parents surprised us at Christmas, said, we're going to Disney World in Florida, but first we're going on the Disney cruise, you know, in the Caribbean to the Bahamas.
Yeah.
And
Bo and Hannah are planning one. Should I skip
it? So we flew like red eye to get the boat in the morning in Florida. And all I really remember from the cruise is the first night, all of us getting seasick, just in the cabin, like, I mean, it's 5 miserable people as you can imagine. just all nauseous beyond belief on the first night.
I'm so terrified of it.
As the boat pulls out and we're like underneath going, I can't see out, but you feel yourself moving. It's like the worst car sickness ever. I mean, the idea of a cruise is very appealing. You have buffets and food all over the place at all times. Gambling shows. There's a movie theater. There's a bowling alley. There's pools. There's excursions.
They do a good job at presentation.
The advertising for cruises make it seem like
phenomenal.
It's got to be the best thing in the world.
And then you see it in the gut. You see like, oh, well, everybody on board has, like you said, norovirus. It's like, that's contagion. It's and especially now after the last couple of years, I go, Hannah, is it okay that I sit it out and just let you and the kids go? Because that would be like a vacation for me as well. But I don't... What do I want to do on a... What am I going to do on a Disney cruise? Can we go any... We'll go anywhere else. Can we do anything
character
else?
Breakfast with Mickey is not just what you're going for?
Torture. It just feels like torture. Plus, I'm terrified of cruise. Who wants to go on a 9-month cruise? 9 months!
I got some updates, or some details. So, Michael Bailey's the president and CEO of Royal Caribbean International. He says, this is the world cruise of world cruises. Oh, now more than ever, people have resolved to travel the world and make up for lost time. Royal Caribbean is making that a reality with the ultimate vacation that welcomes those seeking adventure and exploration to taste, dance, and dream with us around the world. Travelers asking themselves where they should go next, we say everywhere. The voyage begins on December 10th of 2023, and it ends on September 10th 2024. Oh, and
so if they said to us right now, you guys can join us on this cruise. You can do your show from the you have to be on the boat for 9 months for free though. How much does it cost?
$60,000 a person.
$60,000.
That's how rates
you get it
start.
For free. Would you take them up on a free $60,000 cruise?
No.
No.
No, I can't be away for 6 months. My wife would murder
Nine
me.
Months.
Well, you bring the wife. The wife and kids get to come too. We're all still families. We're all there.
Even more, no. No chance. No way. No way. No how. I would. I'd be hard pressed if they said, "Come do a 9-day cruise." Much less a 9-month cruise. There is no.
You could probably get me to a 9-hour cruise.
Yeah, even that is a lot. Like
that's a long time around
the
San Diego Harbor.
I love.
I can't even do a 3-hour tour. A 3-hour tour.
Oh God, I was waiting for it. I like the horn blower, but by the end of the horn blower, I'm ready to get off the horn blower.
Save Woodsy. Save Woodsy saying horn blower. Please.
Horn blower. Horn blower.
Yeah, I just, I never really had any desire to go on a cruise, and
I do want to see the world, and it's appealing, like, oh, you can see all these different places on one trip.
No.
I mean, you'll never see all 7 continents in your lifetime.
No, you won't. You're right.
But you go on this, you'll get to see all of them, cities, everything. You can say, I saw everything.
With diarrhea, though. That's the worst part of the whole thing.
Not long ago, Megan and I were watching this big documentary on like the coronavirus pandemic and how it all started.
Oh,
and
the
they
cruise.
Focused in on that cruise ship.
I remember.
And people were like, I've been in my room for 3 weeks. This room is 4 feet by 6 feet. And then they would come and be like, oh, you tested, your wife tested positive. And they just grab her and leave.
Yeah,
and you're just stuck.
Imagine. So that's 21 days of what potentially would be 274 days.
I watched that documentary. I'm like, this will never happen to me because
I'm never
going on a cruise.
I'm never doing it. I'm never doing it. No offense to those of you who
love cruises. And our local cruise ship industry, we're probably listening right now going, these guys are just...
Well, listen.
Change our mind.
Yeah, we can change our mind.
Change our mind.
We can be bought. Clearly.
All right. Well, I started the AMA by asking Woods if he would go on a free $60,000 cruise. And the answer was absolutely no. We do have one caller online.
Should we take it?
No, we'll do it when we come back. Okay. So hang on. If you've got an AMA for Woods.
Oh, I don't want to do this.
833-288-0973. We've got Tom Seidler from the Padres joining us to talk about our Penske Lincoln Ben and Woods Open, our auction that's opening up this weekend. It's all coming up. Right now, let's check traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Get ready. Well, first for the Woods AMA here.
I don't want this.
833-288. You volunteered. 833-288-0973. We only have one caller right now, so you might be off the hook unless people start dialing in immediately. Also, get ready for the Penske Lincoln Ben and Woods Open Friday, November 5th at Encinitas Ranch. Visit PenskeLincoln.com today, sponsored in part by 7 Mile Casino. Open 24-7 off the 5 on Bay Boulevard, minutes from downtown. and by Maestro Dobel Tequila, the smoothest tequila in the world and the official tequila of the PGA Tour. All right, so as its name indicates, an AMA means no holds barred. You can ask Woods anything, and he has to answer. Or, I don't know, suffer the consequences right. of
what
some
are the consequences?
Sort.
The reason we did it is Fernando did one yesterday, and it was like the worst, most boring questions. Well, the questions weren't bad, but the answers were like, hey, how do I become a big league ball player? I don't know.
Oh, here come the blinking lines, Woods. All right, let's start with Coach Steve.
Hi, Coach Steve.
You're first up on our Woods AMA this Friday morning.
What's happening, rock stars?
How we doing, buddy?
Good. You know, Woodsy, I'm going to go easy on you. I'm gonna lob one to you. I'm sure Hannah will love this. But what is it like being married to the hottest blonde in San Diego?
Well, let me tell you, Coach Steve, I should probably be the one to answer that question.
Oh, look at you. It's great. It's fantastic. Phenomenal.
I was hoping you didn't do an IDK.
IDK. I don't know.
Remember, it only works if you're totally upfront and you like pour your soul out to our listeners. Otherwise, they'll feel like you're holding back on them. You never hold back.
No, I really don't.
You don't hold back on anything.
No, I mean, you know, Hannah walked in the room the first time I ever met her, knocked me on my ass. I couldn't even believe a woman that attractive would go out with me. It just goes to show you, a little personality goes a long way, my friend.
Who wears the pants in the family?
Yeah, we share a leg.
We do.
I feel like she's in a leg and I'm in a leg. She lets me feel like I wear the pants, and I let her feel like it's very much mutual.
Similar, yeah. Except Shelly wears the pants in our family. Otherwise,
thousand,
it's just the same.
Million, billion, trillion percent. You don't even see the pants. You're not even allowed to touch the pants. I know.
I'm really not even supposed to buy my own pants because I do such a poor job of it, she says. And I get always in trouble when I
no
come
joy
home
in my life.
From Costco with another pair of pants. Like, who said you could buy pants? I'm in charge
I'm
of the pants.
I'm getting killed
here.
Already on here. Here's one on Twitter. Which radio show had the highest ceiling that you were part of? The Mikey Show, Ben and Woods, or Cantorian Woods, and why? It's this one by far.
Ceiling. Not the actual what. This is obviously the best show.
Right.
But didn't one of those other shows may have had a higher ceiling?
No, I don't think so.
You loved the Mikey Show.
I did,
but there
and
was
then
some,
I didn't.
There was some... Yeah, but if everything had gone perfectly, like, sky was the limit. Like,
No? No, because there's just the personalities involved. It was never really, and you knew it about 6 months in, that, oh, wow, this is not at all what I thought it was. But this one, I mean, actually everyone gets along in here a lot and really well and care about each other. That's a big part of it. So I think this one by far has the highest ceiling. I really honestly feel sky's the limit. For this show.
All right, let's hit a couple more quickly. Let's try Chris. Chris, welcome
Chris.
To Ben and Woods for the AMA of Woods.
Oh, God. I hate this.
What's up, guys?
Bring it.
It's funny that you're doing this AMA. I've been listening to your show for a long time. Woods and I are in a similar position with our children. I have two daughters, a three-year-old and a 10-month-old.
Oh, yeah. Very close.
So my question for you, Woods, is my wife and I realized pretty quickly how gnarly it was going from one kid to two. So what has been the biggest challenge for you and your wife going from one kid to two?
Good question. You think that you have something figured out and you feel like, oh, I'm experienced. I know I don't have to. I know that I'm going to have to change a ton of diapers. I know the bottles and stuff. It's just the volume of everything, the volume. It's louder in my house. And I mean volume like it's louder. That's tough. The personalities clash, you know, between the two boys already. And you can see Bo like, that's mine. And I'm like, bro, he's a baby. You don't get this? He's a child. And so it's just been the sheer amount of volume. And once you get one settled, the other one pops up. You get that one settled, the other one pops up. It's like that machine where you're hitting those things with the whack-a-mole. You whack one, the other one pops up. You're like, God, get you down.
Our listeners are way too easy on you.
They are too easy.
Which child do you love the most? See, now that's a real AMA question. Like, if you had to pick Bo or Taylor, I think we know
Ben's
who you
coming
pick.
Out.
What are you talking Guns about? Who do you love more, Jack or Graham?
We're not doing a Ben AMA here. We're doing a Woods AMA. That's why I would never, ever, ever volunteer for this like you just did.
It's Bo. I mean, it's fine. This is my firstborn son. Taylor's up against it. I get it. Taylor will probably be the easier one.
John tweets in, I'm curious the Cliff Notes version of what happened when Woods flooded a hotel.
Yeah, if you've never heard this story, I went to Arizona on a business trip in Scottsdale, and I took my suit off, and I was going to steam it in the shower as I showered. I was going to put my suit back on and go out to dinner at my favorite restaurant in Scottsdale called Don and Charlie's. It's not there anymore. So I hung it up on, like a moron, I hung it up on the sprinkler head. Like the,
it looks like a screw, little
yeah.
But there's like a sensor trigger up
there.
There's
a very thin glass sensor that if that's broken, a billion gallons of water shoots out. So I got out of the shower, I was on the phone with a buddy, and I went to pull the hanger off, and I broke the glass thing, and water shot out, and it didn't stop for about 2 hours. And I flooded an entire hotel. I got a bill for $75,000 and never paid it. Called my dad and I said, we've just bought a hotel in Scottsdale, just so you know. And they, some, I think fortunately for me, another company bought that hotel and like gutted it and made it their own. But bro, I skedaddled. I mean, I stayed one more night and then I got the hell out of
there. No one pursued collection on that one, fortunately for Woodsy.
But every time I'm in Arizona, I
drive by. Did you say anything when you checked out? You're just...
Left. No, I did. I mean, they knew. Like, I was like, guys, it was an accident, and it was horrible.
How was your stay, sir?
Yeah, it was fantastic. It was fantastic. So that's the Cliff's.
All right, we got to roll. Thank you for everyone who contributed questions. I wish we had more time. We can do this again on Monday if Woodsy agrees. Tom Seidler is going to join us.
Yes.
Director of Community, VP of Community Affairs for the Padres, helping out with our Ben and Woods Open and the auction that goes live at the end of this weekend. All the great opportunities out there. We'll chat with Tom coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sarah Benowitz brought to you by Business Office Outfitters. San Diego business is booming. Is yours? Get the in-stock office furniture your growing team needs today, and Boo Furniture will deliver it tomorrow. Stop into Boo's massive showroom off Claremont Mesa in the 163 or online at boofurniture.com. About to talk to Tom Seidler with the Padres. We'll get to that right after one more check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. And joining us right now on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline, a great guy. He's the Senior Vice President of Community and Military Affairs for the Padres. And I think everyone knows, you know, the Padres are active in the community. I don't think they realize necessarily how much gets done every year, raising money, events like Pedal the Cause. I mean, millions raised for great causes. The Padres Foundation, which we're teaming up with for our Penske Lincoln Ben and Woods Open. Tom, it is great to have you on this morning here on Ben and Woods. How you doing?
Hey, thanks, Ben. Good to be on with you guys.
Paulie was saying, are you over in Peoria right now?
Yeah, we're working on some improvements to the fields and the complex, hopefully in time for fantasy camp. Oh. In fact, there's echoes of Trevor Hoffman heckling a certain
third. Oh, God. Years ago.
One of my favorite fantasy camp moments. And
so the best.
Woodsy could not find the plate, and Trevor was all over him.
He was, and the thing, you know, it was a lesson, though. He after it was over, he goes, hey, so now imagine 35,000 people screaming that at you. And I go, you know what, Trevor? I have a brand new respect for what it is that you were able to do in your career. How many times did he do it? I mean, it just a legendary. It's a legendary.
Over 600 saves.
Times.
Yeah,
incredible. I mean, guys screaming every name at the book at you. It's phenomenal. We're obviously so excited, Tom, to be partnering with you guys here in a couple weeks for the Open. And he sent over this morning, added a couple new names to the alumni that are going to come out and play. I'm so excited. Booney's playing. Brett Boone's going to come out and play. KB, Kurt freaking Bavakwa is going to be there. One of my favorite guys. We used to interview him all the time at the old station, Benny. You got Rob Deere coming out as well.
Wow.
Yeah, the late edition this morning. Brian Lawrence and, of course, Arky Cianfranco as well.
Close.
Coming out.
I know you, Arky Cianfranco.
Cianfranco. You said Franco.
No, not Franco. There's no
you
N.
You corrected me.
Arky Cianfranco.
I can't stand it when you do that. But, yeah, so these guys are going to be out playing with us, Tom. But the really cool thing is people are going to get a chance to bid on some incredible items. Tell everybody about the auction, when it starts, and where they can find it.
I got to add one name. I just got a text from Carlos Quinton, so he's also going to play.
We love CQ.
Let's
go.
He's the best.
Oh, yeah. He plays pickleball right below my house.
He's the best. These guys are going to dominate, too. All those old players.
He's great. He's looking forward to it. But, so there's the auction that's live right now. Or, I'm sorry, will be live Monday. Well, it's Sunday at midnight, I guess.
Yep.
And you can bid to play with the three of you guys, with the Ben and Paul, and also Steve Sugimoto, and then the alumni we mentioned. And then there's just some cool Padres items and experiences. We've got a Fernando Tatis autographed baseball. We've got the ability to come out to Petco next year at a game and throw the honorary first pitch.
Ooh, wow.
Made a play ball kid. And maybe the coolest is four seats to sit in the owner's box for a game next year.
Bro, that's incredible.
Amazing.
That's awesome.
Incredible. Amazing. That is incredible.
And so, Tom, the best way, so let's say somebody's listening right now and they go, look, I want this. I want to play with Paul. I want to bid on these suites. Best thing to do, Padres.com at midnight. Is that how it's going to work? Or fill everybody
in
on that?
Yeah, it's Sunday at midnight. So if you're up late Sunday or up early Monday, you can go on and check it out. But all the money raised will go to the Padres Foundation.
Yep.
And, you know, we're always looking for new ways to raise money. In fact, Fantasy Camp has become one of our bigger fundraisers. Our biggest is the 50-50 that we do at all the Padres home games. So it's great in the off season when we don't have the 50-50 going to come up with new fundraisers. So great that you guys are partnering with us and giving us this chance to raise more money. And you mentioned Padres Pedal the Cause. You know, a lot of people know what we do with the military, but for a lot of people, they think, oh, it's the Marine recruits on Sundays and the camo jerseys and the kind of the ceremonial, the flyovers and all that stuff, which is really cool. But it really, we're the team of the military because we partner with the USO to support military families. And we're partnering with Veterans Village as they help veterans transition to civilian life and support veterans who are homeless or battling addiction. So, you know, the team of the military goes beyond the pop and circumstance. You know, it's really the support for those in need. And then, you know, homelessness is such a big problem in San Diego and throughout the country. Great organizations like the Lucky Duck Foundation and Monarch School, which provides free education for homeless kids. These are the kinds of charities that we support, and, you know, fundraisers like this auction will help us add to that support.
And I wanted to point out that it's not like when tickets went on sale for the Ben and Woods Open. You don't have to be there at 12:01 a.m. on Monday. It's an auction.
It's an auction.
So,
yeah.
You know, you can bid throughout the week leading up to the tournament. I believe the opportunity to play, we're closing that on Wednesday.
Correct.
Before the tournament, so everyone knows, hey, I got in or I didn't get in. And all the other items go right through Tournament Friday in 2 weeks. So you can bid right up to the day when we have the tournament, and then we'll close it out. And again, like seats in the owner's box, play ball kid, honorary first pitch experience, all those things are going to be bid for. And also, you pointed out the military relationship, working with the Monarch School, the Pedal the Cause, the way you guys stepped up during COVID as well, Tom, and you know, helping the community try to get through the pandemic. That was huge what the Padres did really in 2020 and throughout this year as well.
Yeah, I mean, it was a different year, obviously, for all of us. But we tried to find ways to do our part during the pandemic. Food insecurity became obviously a big issue as there were more people out of work, more homeless, and more people just kind of struggling to put food on the table. So the two food banks in town, Feeding San Diego and the San Diego Food Bank, partnered with us on a $200,000 fundraiser last summer that helped provide a million meals to hungry San Diegans. And then we did a number of things to support frontline workers, you know, the people who are doing all the medical and grocery store employees and everybody else, you know, before there was a vaccine. So guys were putting their own health at risk to help people, help San Diegans. So hopefully we're going to, you know, more and more emerge from that and get back to what we do best, you know, helping youth, especially underserved youth in the community, is maybe our main area of focus. You know, Make-A-Wish, the Miracle League, Lady Children's Hospital. So there's just so many. There's 10,000 charities in San Diego. And, you know, we try to have high-level partnerships with about a dozen to 15. And, you know, in an ideal world, we get alumni, we get players kind of helping shine a spotlight on those great charities in town. And again, this tournament's going to be a lot of fun for those who play. It's going to be an opportunity to bid on some cool items and raise some money for good local San Diego charities, even for those that don't play. And hopefully it's a great new annual event for you guys and for us.
Well, we are looking forward to it. We appreciate the Padres partnership and your help as well, Tom, and just some exciting news this morning. So can't wait for it. Thank you for joining us this morning, and appreciate everything you do.
Great. Thanks for having me on, guys. Lindsay and Paul, look forward to having you at the Fantasy Camp. Ben, we haven't given up on getting out here 1 year.
Oh, you know, I think I'll sit next to Trevor and heckle. That sounds like right up my alley.
No, you're not
heckling,
allowed. If you come, you've got to play. No.
It sounds like right up my alley.
I want to watch you just run.
I want to watch you run.
90 feet to first base.
Run is not up my alley. That's
more than anything.
I don't play running sports.
Tom, he can have my spot. That's how much I need it. I need to see it. Thank you, man.
Thanks, Tom. Look forward to seeing you, and thanks for all your help. It's Tom Seidler, Senior Vice President of Community and Military Affairs for the Padres on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad Fan Hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads.
How cool is that, man? Getting a chance to bid on...
If you could just get one of those things.
The sitting in the owner's box.
I know.
It's amazing.
So cool.
There's nothing like it. It's really, really incredible.
I've never thrown out a first pitch, though, at a Major League Baseball game.
I did it twice at Petco.
See, twice. I've never done that. And that's a pretty incredible opportunity. Have your kid be the play ball kid and get to do that for your son or daughter.
So rad. So rad. So I'm so excited that they really stepped up. They're bringing a lot of fun guys out there to play. And then, of course, you know, all those prizes as well. And I know you guys are going to show up big time. I know you will, because I believe in you. And our tier one audience is, you're nuts. And that, I mean that in the best possible sense of the word.
Awesome. Awesome stuff.
Can't wait, man. So we'll know. So we'll, this time next week, you'll know if you won the chance to play with us. You'll know what, they're only going to do that.
It starts next week. We had 2 weeks until the tournament.
Okay, so it's going to go to the Wednesday before our tournament?
I believe so.
Like
is that
the third?
I don't remember exactly.
All right, we'll have you all the details ironed out by Monday. They'll be on the website as well when you go on there to the Padres.com and go find the auction site. We'll give you more of that information as well. But make sure you check out everything. You don't want to miss out on this opportunity. And again, if you tried to get in, buy tickets for a foursome and you didn't, Well, you can play with. There's a lot of opportunities out there to get in. Second chance to get in for this tournament coming up next week. So it goes live 12:01 a.m. Monday morning. It'll be ready to go. So looking forward to that. Quick reminder coming up starting on November 1st here on 97.3 The Fan. The Biggest Fan is returning. What you do is you go to 97.3thefansd.com/biggestfan. Just sign up by entering your name. Then you listen each day at 8:30 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4:30 p.m. If you hear your name called as The Biggest Fan, you'll have 10 minutes to call us back and be registered for win our grand prize, staycation, two-night stay in a Waterview studio at Mission Bay Resort with a $100 activity credit from Action Sports and dinner for two at Covewood.
Please come to Fantasy Camp and play. Please, I'm begging you.
Don't get me wrong. Tempted, obviously tempted. I played baseball growing up.
I get it.
It's been so long. I worry I'm going to throw out my back, my arm, my everything.
You will.
I know, that doesn't sound like fun.
It's phenomenal.
They really, are the trainers like magic?
They're great. Dude.
Is it the Taiwan, the guy from the Taiwan team?
There's 65-year-olds out
there. I'm going to need like magic to like even stay upright. I want to go. I want to do the show there. I want to watch you guys. I want to play golf with you guys while you're there.
He wants to come do the show and then go play golf by himself, eat dinner by himself, go to the casino by himself. He wants nothing to do with us.
Kind of, yes. That's sort of what I'm thinking.
You have to come play one game. Pitch.
Will they let me just do one?
One game?
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet they would.
Look at
him. He's weaseling up his arm right now. He's getting it.
Gonna loosen it up.
Do you think you can still throw?
No, but if
how long has it been since you've thrown a baseball?
Ramp up. Remember when we went to Lake Elsinore and
yes.
I threw the pitch that bounced?
Yeah.
That was the last time I threw a baseball. About 3 years ago.
All right.
Okay. We got a game six tonight, American League Championship Series. Game six tomorrow in the NL. We'll be able to break it all down Monday morning.
Who's pitching tonight?
Tonight is Luis Garcia against Nathan Eovaldi.
I'm going to take the Sox on that one. Sox win that
game. That would be a game seven. We'd have a doubleheader tomorrow. So should be a good show on Monday as we wrap it all up. College football weekend, big game for the Aztecs. NFL Sunday. We'll have it all for you on Monday morning when we are back. But as we always do to wrap up the week, let's get to some flubs.
Just off the 5 on Bay Boulevard in Chula Vista. Breathe easy, play hard. 7 miles.
Play hard.
Have been accused of multiple incidences.
What are incidences?
Final hour of Ben and Woods on a Wednesday coming from for you.
Yeah. Holy crap.
Over the Colorado Rockies second straight series sweep.
What is a wheat?
It's series sweep. Get fresh, 80% lean ground beef.
What is ground beef?
Now just $2.99 a pound. Brooks Koepka and Bryson DeChambeau that's running
Who's
around.
Who's Bryson DeChambeau?
Tommy Pham was still tender. The CT scan apparently revealed no.
What is a CT scan?
CT scan of the shooting percentages off the chart. An RBI double and a walk.
Stole
so
a bass.
Reach base
twice. He stole a bass, too.
He did?
Out of the river.
He was eventually resuscitated with a defibrillator.
What?
We loaded up the double Bob trailer. Stroller.
Oh,
now, they talked about it Dud and Mon, by the way.
Dud and Mon. Joe Musgrove standing by. He will join Ben and Woods right after our last check of traffic. Last check of traffic. I told you I'm cash this week.
What's up with Kawhi? What's hurt?
Knee.
Sneak. I've never heard of a sneak.
A man that
injury.
Just gives up.
In our national cast, BetQL's proven data and analytics. Most don't even require an appraisal.
Uh-oh. GMs, I guess, other than AJ Preller, really.
The Red Sox were in Anaheim.
The Red Sox. Subject to lender approval, not all loans eligible.
All Star Game Tuesday with Fernando Fernando Tatis Jr., don't think that you can't get behind the wheel of one of these amazing vehicles. It's taken its share of damage over the years. In 2008, after the Detroit Red Wings won the title.
That is, your sharding starts.
Both have before you go, Major, your reaction Whoa. Just to seeing Fernando Tatis Jr. at 7 Mile Casino. You can go,
what?
You can eat.
What's casino?
It'll impact playoff standings.
Impact.
Kenley Jansen was as reliable as anybody until
what
he wasn't.
What is reliable? Oh, that he would get here and go like full Max Moreland?
Mitch Moreland?
I'm sorry. Mitch Moreland.
Who's Max?
Who is Max Moreland?
Pulchritudinous Pachyderm. The Pulchritudinous Pachyderm.
Get great deals like how do you say Lucrene? The cheese, the milk. Lucerne?
I don't know.
Tell me.
You know, last year's trade. Oh, God, here we go. Jesus Christ.
What was your reaction to Grissom's reaction to his home run?
Parties, light shows, and fog machines. Tune into Arena Rock exclusively.
What's Arena Rock?
The Odyssey app. It's a great team. We will welcome in today's contestants.
Wow.
House, lock in a better rate. 6-5 win at Petco Park. Podcast for all of your streaming television. Discussions. He says you need stability and consistency to weather
what
the pieces. Let's get to today's game of real. Take on Woods.
It is real.
Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall.
He's German now?
Shohei Ohtani.
Who is Shohei Ohtani?
Well, how happy were you? Fernando Tatis Jr. got back to shortstop. Guests include Kevin Love, Billy Irish, and many others.
Billy Irish.
That, of course, was when Blake Snell was still healthy.
Oh, God. Yeah, because you're blind as a black. We had some really interesting articles that came out.
What is an article? Georgia received three.
What is Rep C?
I love and, that one. Keep tuned for info.
What is keep tuned?
Keep tuned to this show.
They revealed a trailer earlier last week, just like many.
Flub alarm. Ah, so lucky that he got in before
the
lucky. Their beat writer, Ian Brown from MLB.
That's all, folks.
It's like a flubless week this week, though.
I don't remember saying glucky.
Glucky is amazing.
Glucky.
He got so glucky on that.
I think I still a snee.
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 Snee. Snee.
I don't know.
Snee.
Snee.
Snack.
All right, everybody ready for the weekend?
More than you could ever imagine. Let's get the hell out of here.
Let's do it. I hope everyone has a great one. We will rejoin you Monday morning live at 6 a.m. for Paul Reindel. For Stephen Woods, I'm Ben Higgins. Thanks, Tier 1s. Have a great weekend from all of us here at San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. We are Ben and Woods.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.